You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee, and I'm so excited to be here with you. I cannot believe we've already made it through our first month, almost all the way of 2026. It's just been such an amazing, beautiful thing. And I hope most of you are feeling the shift of how beautiful this year can turn out for a lot of us. So today I want to talk a little bit more about energy vampires. We kind of touched on it before, but I seem to get a little, you know, sidetracked and not get to finish something. So I really want to go into energy vampires because it is such a huge thing for so many people. And I really have learned throughout my career that most people do not even know what is happening to them. So number one, what is an energy vampire? That is somebody who's more like a lower vibrational person, maybe broken, unhealed, and they're looking for a light that they may or may not be able to create themselves, or they just don't know how. It's like a moth drawn to a flame, and they just see your light and they come in. Now, a lot of times these people are going to give you like a lot of love and attention in the beginning, or a great friendship, whatever type of relationship it is. And as the weeks go by, as the months go by, you'll start to notice things within yourself. Now, most people do not pick this up. This is why it's important to really understand what's happening. The first signs of having an energy vampire in your life is feeling tired and drained. Like you just don't have enough energy to cook, to clean, to go to the gym, to go do things. You really just feel drained for no reason, right? Maybe you're getting good sleep. Maybe you're taking it easy. Maybe you're eating properly and you just feel drained. That is one of the very first signs that you're going to notice about an energy vampire, somebody sucking your light, okay? The next thing that's important is your attitude changing from like maybe really positive to really like irritable and grouchy, but like really quickly, or just becoming increasingly irritable over the, you know, the course of a few days or even a week or something similar to that. Another thing to pay attention to is energy vampires. When they come and steal your light, when they take too much of your energy, you can start to get sick. You can start to get sore muscles. That one's important to note. The next thing is like nothing lines up for you. Kind of like a downward spiral or maybe like a touch of like what people would call bad luck, but it's more like nothing goes right for you. Everything you try to plan just doesn't really like come together. It doesn't really work out. And so these are some of the major signs. And then sometimes because it kind of resembles depression, you're not interested in doing the things you used to do, like not going to the gym. If you actively go to the gym, maybe you're just not interested in going to the gym for a few days or a week, and that's unlike you. Eating habits can be different. So a lot of times when people start experiencing this behavior, what they tend to start thinking is like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And actually, that's kind of the wrong question to ask, because it's who's wrong with me? Who have I been around? Whose energy have I absorbed? Who is like around me all the time? Who's taking on my energy, right? So those are the ways to start breaking it down so you can use your judgment and your discernment of who's around you. Another big thing that happens is they start kind of showing up in your dreams in weird ways. So who are you dreaming about? Now, somebody like me, I can't really tell who I'm dreaming about too often. So when it comes in strong for me, when I clearly seen them and spent time with them, like soul connection kind of stuff, I can tell who it is, right? But those are your first signs to know if you have an energy vampire in your life. Now, it can be like slow and gradual, but usually I see a major difference in personality and interest and happiness and things like that in about a week. So that's not your normal behavior. And then over the course of a week or so, you've had a lot of this stuff happening. Clear sign that there's an energy vampire. I'm going to take a break really quickly, because I have Connie from Toronto. Was it Toronto, Canada?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. What can I help you with tonight, Connie?
I don't really have a specific question, I don't think. Do I have to?
No, you didn't have to.
If you have anything general, I just kind of want to know how my year is going to go. I think I had you a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, maybe, about my tooth. Yeah, I think it was you.
Tooth?
I think it was you, Jen. Yeah. Yeah. Remember I was having my tooth removed?
To be honest with you, I really don't remember readings. It's a curse and a blessing at the same time, because I can't take anybody else's information and remember it. And it's just like, it's probably good, because my brain might not have a lot of energy left to remember everybody's stuff. I don't tend to remember readings too much. But Connie, if you would provide your birth date for me, I can tune into your energy better.
April 16th, 1964.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so first of all, I want to touch on health stuff. Have you been feeling more like sluggish, more tired? I'm going to word it, sluggish and tired. Yeah. Is that a concern for you right now?
No, I think it's the weather. I think it's just me being kind of a little bit down. Yeah, about just being stuck inside.
Mm-hmm.
I think
go ahead.
I usually like keep up pretty much on my health. I get it checked all the time, like my blood and everything.
Okay.
I keep up on my vitamins, and I don't know. I'm thinking like I said, I'm not getting a lot of sleep because I had the tooth removed because I knew I had to. They didn't know what was wrong with it. But it's still bothering me. It's only been 3 weeks, though. So I have to wait to get another tooth, like an implant done. Just hoping I can get it done because they didn't know what was wrong. So I guess I'm just worrying.
They pulled it without knowing what's wrong? Okay. So I'm just going to kind of go into this for a moment, because what I can see, are you having some type of digestion problems with the bloating and irregular, like, bowel movements, kind of stuff like that?
Well, no, I have regular bowel movements.
Okay, what about the bloating?
I've always had problems with my digestion because I have diverticulosis, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking you about your health to begin with is because what they're showing me is that you have some parasites going on in the gut, and the gut is not properly digesting, and that gut health alone is creating some issues in your energy. Now, I do understand it is winter, we're supposed to be hibernating, but on top of like not sleeping and digestive system not working, you're going to just feel tired and drained. You're not going to have a lot of like those positive neurotransmitters in the brain, and everything just kind of feels sluggish. So what I would recommend is checking into like a parasite flush. I know I heard you say that you have diverticulitis, but the number one thing that holistic people do for that is colonics. So if you have any way to do colonics, I really highly recommend that. I have seen that change lives and heal people from the inside out. It is the weirdest experience of your life.
I don't know what colonics is.
Yeah. Do you have a paper and a pencil to write it down? Because you're going to want to do a little research.
Hold on a second. Yeah. So you're seeing parasites?
Yes. In the gut.
I mean, I go get checked regularly, so I'm shocked that you see that. Because I do go get checked regularly.
Most humans have...
bacteria.
Right. But you have to remember that almost every single human has parasites. It just depends on how big the infestation is. Even just a few parasites can lay 1,000 eggs a day, and they just stay in our gut. And so they don't really check for those kinds of things. I mean, that takes extensive testing. And because every human has them,
I go see a nutritionist, right? She does my blood. And then I go see my regular doctor. I know that's a waste of time, but I know what you mean. And it's really hard for me to do stuff like oil of oregano or because I have rosacea. So it really, really, really screws me up.
The rosacea does?
So like if I do like oil of oregano or if I do grapefruit seed extract because I have rosacea. So she was telling me to do berberine.
Yes. I love berberine. And you know, another good one to always start off.
Should I try the berberine then?
I love berberine, but I have my clients use it for something different. Berberine is like the natural weight loss shot. Mixing cinnamon with berberine will help you to lose fat. And so that's why most people would use it. It does perk you up and give you like a boost of energy, but a lot of people use it to lose fat. Yeah, it's going to help clear your mind too.
How do you get like parasites? Because I'm usually quite, I think we just get them, right?
Yep, you just get them. They come from food, the chemicals of the food, animals in the air. Petting your cats and dogs can let small ones in just in the fingertips alone. I mean, they come from everywhere, honestly. And so everybody's got them. That's just how it is. It just depends on if we're flushing it out of our system to, you know, get rid of them. So colonics will do that as well. So if you have any place in your area where you can do colonics, I'm telling you, it's really weird, but I have seen it completely change somebody's health around. Now, your tooth, did they find infection in that?
What's that?
In your tooth, did they find infection?
No, they said they didn't find it. Well, he cleaned it out. He said he used he said they thought that it was like a fracture, like a micro fracture. So I had to have it pulled out because I went a year and I was in agonizing pain. I had a root canal done. It didn't work. So I ended up having the tooth pulled because it's been a year. And now it's only been 3 weeks, but it's still sore. So now I'm using a mouthwash to see if it improves, Paradex mouthwash. And it's only been 1 day. I just started it today because they told me to use salt water. But they said they did not see any infection. They took an x-ray before and an x-ray after. And then they pulled it out because they didn't know what was wrong with it. Because I was just in too much pain all the time.
And so since they pulled the tooth, has it... has the pain reduced? I understand your discomfort still, but has it reduced?
It's reduced, yes. It's like discomfort now. Like it just feels still a little bit weird. But he said, oh, it should be completely healed within 3 weeks. But I'm not completely healed. It's been 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So my concern is that there was like an infection down by the bone. That's why I was wondering if there... because they're just showing me it's like in the bone, like deeper down. And so that's why I'm wondering if they had found any infection, because there's something about the bone. And maybe if there's a nerve that's like, there could be a nerve in there too that has been pushed on. Yeah. Because they're showing me almost like a nerve as well that's kind of split. So like a nerve that's damaged down up in there. And that's why I'm just trying to see if it's infection or nerve.
I don't know why, but I think it might be nerve. I think she did it. My dentist did it when she worked on me. And then they did the root canal and it just wouldn't get better. So they didn't know. I don't know how they check for nerve.
I have no idea with
nerve,
that either.
But I'm wondering if the nerve is in the bone or somewhere in around the bone.
Okay. So, Connie, are you doing any type of self-work for yourself? As far as like talking to yourself and reminding your body that you don't have to feel this pain, that there's nothing you can do about it, that the pain can be there if there's something wrong that I can fix, but if there's nothing I can fix, that I just can turn it off. Like, have you talked to yourself and your body like that?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's something that I would start doing so that your body can understand. That's what I do during hypnosis. When I'm hypnotizing somebody and they've been in massive pain, but there's nothing they can do about it to fix it, I remind them that their brain is just trying to tell them that something's wrong. It's just a signal from the brain. And if there's nothing we can do, let's flip it off. And so if you can't be hypnotized to do that kind of stuff, you don't have a hypnotherapist, you can talk to your body and you can tap on your body and you can tell your body different things about this is just a signal from the brain. There's nothing wrong that I can do about it. So I can just turn it off and let it go and keep talking to yourself about that. I also would recommend treat the pain like it's a small child that's angry. If you came across a small child, like one of your children or your grandchildren, and they were just upset, throwing a fit and angry, how would you talk to them? And I would talk to the pain like, hey, buddy, what's wrong? How are you doing today? What are you needing today? And then listen to the answers that come into your head and just have a conversation and see what we can't give that energy to help it feel loved and safe and watch the pain disappear. And I do that every day until the pain completely leaves. And I find it to be so helpful because the pain will usually disappear in just a few days for most people. Talk to it like a small child. Now, if the tooth problem goes away, that's going to help with like the irritability. That's going to help with your sleeping problem. If you can start clearing up the gut, you're going to be fine. I see you come about springtime. Well, I'm like, your guys' winter is kind of long up there, but I see you about springtime just moving and being happy and being able to do things. Do you like to garden or something outside? What do you like to do outside?
I don't really garden, but I just like to be out. I like to go out. I don't really have a garden, but I'm in an apartment. I just like to go out. Okay. But I'm on the ground floor, so I like to help my superintendent with stuff, yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, I see you doing that, and just I actually see you walking with a little bit more haste, so up and moving and doing just fine. I think that you might still feel sluggish for the next maybe 2 months or so, but you'll start snapping out of it because spring will start showing up a little bit more. And it does look like it's going to be good. So take care of those things and everything should improve.
So I just got a colonics. Oh, colonics, I think, is when you do a whole cleanse in your system, right?
Yes. Yep.
Like it's go get your whole system cleaned out.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I have seen like people that have had
bum,
so
right?
many.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I've seen people that have been on their deathbed turn around and come straight back up and have a full, beautiful life as if nothing was wrong after doing colonics. So I really recommend it. It is weird, but the energy I feel afterwards, the happiness I feel, my bloating disappears, my cravings disappear, I sleep better. It's really well worth it if you can find a place to do it.
yeah, where do I find a place? I don't know. I got to figure that out. And you don't see me doing berberine, right? Because everything else I do, I get a lot of rosacea. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
My rosacea. So do you see the berberine helping me, or do I have to take oil of oregano or grapefruit seed extract? Because that's what you take for parasites.
Well, I would, if it were me personally, I would just find a cleanse online and then celery juice. I flush everything out with celery juice. So, but Connie, I would love to be able to hear from you in the future. I only have 8 minutes left and I do have another caller, so I'm going to have to let you go. But please call back in again and let me know how things are going for you, okay?
Because I can do celery juice. I used to do celery juice. So you recommend that, celery juice?
Yes, I do, 100%. Every morning on an empty stomach.
Yeah, yeah. Month, right?
Oh, sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
I said I do the celery juice for 1 month, 32 ounces every morning, right? That'll clean me out?
I do eight ounces up to 16 ounces when I can handle it for every day for about 2 weeks straight. You can go longer if you want to. It's healthy. It's got a bunch of nutrients in it for you, and it'll take care of lots of different problems. So try that and then call us back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I've got Mary from Seabrook, New Hampshire. Hey, Mary, you there? Mary, are you there? Okay. While we're waiting to get Mary back on the line, I'm just going to go back into this a little bit. Don't know how fast this is going to go. Okay. Sorry. Oh, she is? Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
What can I help you with tonight?
Love life, life in general, whatever you see.
Okay, what is your full birthday so I can tune into your energy really quickly?
January 22nd.
Yay. And what year?
1957.
Oh, okay, girl. I'm going to have to do this like short and sweet, and I do apologize because we're kind of running out of time, so I'll have to do it really quickly. So take notes if you can. Mary, you're such a very beautiful person. However, the things that you need to work on is you have just packed on so many people's energy. It feels like you have such high anxiety. It's almost like your energy is protected or trying to protect itself and on accident pushes people away. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got some inner child work to do, it looks like, some forgiveness work to do, because it looks like you just desperately want a partner and somebody to treat you with love and respect and to value you. But the challenge is that you've got just a cluster of everybody else's crap that you keep attracting people who are taking you for granted and using you and or just not valuing you is how I'm going to word that. I would love to see you concentrate on what makes you happy, what makes you thrive, because your soul inside is just wanting to come out and play and have fun. And it's almost like this fear of judgment or not being seen that holds you back. But you have this beautiful opportunity to give yourself that love that you have been wanting to experience from somebody else. And your light is going to come out. You're going to heal if you do some of this work, I'm telling you. And you will eventually find somebody that is going to value you. Now, it might take you some time, but during that time, you're going to feel peace. You're going to feel freedom. You're going to feel excitement. You're going to have life experiences. And I do see you needing to do some work before you can really find that person and settle down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm just not sure what work I need to do.
Yeah. Okay. I really wish I had longer with you to tell you, because there's so many things you can do. Do you do any type of energy cleanses? When I look at your energy, it's almost like a bubble of kind of like grayish smoke around you, which means you're just packing on everybody else's stuff. And so I know that's not yours, or like some people just, you know, coming into your field, holding you down. We need to do some energy protection and push that stuff out. Do you do any type of energy protection for yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay, take notes of that. So maybe in the future I can help you out, or somebody else, because there's a lot of people that's knowledgeable in this. There needs to be some forgiveness work, and probably with a lot of people, to be honest. When you went back into your childhood, was that pretty rough for you?
Not particularly. It sometimes, but not terribly.
Okay. So now look into your early 20s. When I see the early 20s, I start feeling anxiety. So what was going on then?
Marriage and babies and all of that. And it wasn't all that great. My babies were wonderful, but the relationship was not.
Right. Okay. So I would start doing the healing work, the forgiveness work, forgiveness for putting yourself through that, the forgiveness that maybe your partner may have caused, things like that. And then did you get divorced, or what happened?
We got divorced.
So then it looks like after that period of time, there was maybe a lot of like loss of self-confidence and judgment feelings and things like that. And that's right when it turned, is what I'm seeing. So I would go back in and start talking to you, who you were during that period of time, telling yourself, like imagining that version of you and giving yourself a hug, telling her you love her, telling her that she is enough. You are enough. You're beautiful. You can do whatever you want to do, and do that through every stage of life that you have had a hard time in your early 20s, after the divorce, things like that. Go back and imagine who she is and give her a hug and start telling her how amazing she is, and your energy is going to start coming up. I only have 60 seconds left. Please, if you're able to, reach out to me. I'd love to continue this with you. But you're going to be great. You're going to be amazing. You're going to feel freedom. You're going to give yourself that love and have experiences if you can heal some of the stuff I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome, Mary. I hope you have a great night.
You as well.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you so much. Today passed by so fast. I hope to see you next week here on Moonstruck TV. And I was like trying to think about the time zone we're in, but have a good night. I'll see you next week. Bye.